7 O'Regan, sir. There you are.
Hello?
Hello?
Ron?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Yes.
I'm just sitting here talking to Henry Kissinger. He just walked in, but I wanted to tell you two things. One, a little bit of good news, and a second, to thank you for something. You may have heard this, we have a very large federal shipbuilding program, you know, which has been approved. And we've been trying to look for a good place to put one, a contract. And Maury Stans and I were talking a few days ago, and we're gonna slug a big one into San Diego.
Oh, great.
Now, what I'm thinking of doing, it has to be done before June, is probably to invite back a half a dozen people, just maybe, you know, the shipbuilding guys and so forth and so on. If we do it here, either that or, see, I can't go to California the latter part of June because I'm tied up here to announce it there. If we do it, I was thinking we'll be in touch with you. If you could come, it might be a good idea, because it will show that the administration, and we got some other plans too, you know, saline water and a few other things that we're going to try to throw into Orange County and San Diego. But this shipbuilding is a good contract. It'll start creating jobs almost immediately. So we'll be in.
That sounds wonderful.
It'll be in touch with you, and we'll be in touch with you. And
have mercy on me if you know I've got this damned.
You got a legislature.
Legislature still going down here. So
well,
have mercy if I'm caught really battling down the line.
Let me suggest this. If I can't do it that way, if I can't get the right people here, then what I will do is to have Stans go out.
Uh-huh.
And do it in San Diego, but I think you ought to go down.
That'd be great, yeah.
Because, you know, San Diego's a good spot for us, and they have high unemployment because of the damned aerospace thing.
Yeah,
and so we're putting it in there. The second thing I wanted to do is that thank you for that really brilliant letter you wrote to the young Americans for Freedom. I mean, that was really, really far beyond what you needed to do, but I do want you to know I appreciated it.
Oh, well, listen, I'm delighted to do it, and I think you'd be interested to know that the kids came back from there and from the state level here with letters that said that's fine with us, and that's the way
we'll take the leadership. I'll let Henry say hello to you here. You haven't had a briefing lately. I was going to say, if it does work out that you could come, you thought you'd like another foreign policy briefing, but here he is.
All right.
Hello, Governor.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Pretty good.
I may be seeing you on Sunday. I may go out there with Agnew.
Oh, wonderful. Well, wonderful.
And
that's going to be quite an affair.
Yeah, it sounds like quite a thing.
Well, fine.
And I look forward when you come east anytime I can be of any service to you. I enjoyed our talk when I was in Palm Springs.
Well, thank you very much. I did too. Well, all right. I'd be delighted to hear the latest things from the front.
Good. Well, we have a number of fairly favorable developments now.
Good. Good. That's always nice to hear. I thought we were interrupted there for a minute.
Yeah. No, actually, there's a lot more going on right now. No, they just brought in a piece of paper for me to look at. Actually, there's a lot more going on than meets the eye, and I think we've definitely turned the corner.
I remembered one of your earlier briefings about the position in the whole scheme of things of the president of Romania.
Right.
And I noticed he turned up in Peking the other day, and I just wondered if that was just coincidence or if that was part of what's going on.
Well, let's just call it a coincidence.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's, you say we've turned a corner. I presume we're talking about the Vietnam War.
Well, we've got a chance there now too, but we'd like to cool it and see how it develops.
Uh-huh.
Our casualties this week, incidentally, were only 19, the lowest since October 1965.
Oh, that's great.
It should give you some indication of the trend of things there.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, I think I know what you mean, yes. Well, that's good to hear.
Good. Well, I'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Okay. Look forward to it. See you this week.
See you this week.
All right. Bye.